This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chair Powell talked a little bit about PCE in his presser this afternoon, personal consumption expenditure, the central bank's favorite measure of prices and what they are doing. The June update comes out Friday morning. And the Bureau of Economic Analysis, whence PCE comes, tracks, among other things, pork prices, which for May were up 13% year on year. That's what we're all paying retail, but what about all the way up the food and price chain, too? The hog farmers and what happens when they take their product to market. Brian Duncan's the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, also, more to the point, a hog farmer himself, corn and soybeans as well. Mr. Duncan, good to talk to you again, sir.
Thanks for having me back on, Kai. I appreciate it.
Well, it's been a year plus, I guess. How are things?
Well, on the farm right now in Illinois, we're feeling pretty good about our crops, at least. We've had some rain for the in most areas, and so feeling pretty positive about that. Like a lot of other business, the business side of things are challenging at times, to say the least, right now.
Well, say more about that, because let's tick through them. Number one, inflation, is that a factor for you?
Oh, absolutely. Fuel, fertilizer, all of these things, we've seen a tremendous rise in prices, the availability of parts and of machinery. You know, in some case, things that we need are not available at any price, like some machinery repairs and things that we needed this spring. So, challenging times, definitely.
So what do you do if you can't get the, part for the tractor or the, grain for the hogs? What do you do?
Well, we wait at times. We wait on the supply chain or we improvise. Farmers are making do with less. We're being more strategic in where we use our inputs. And we're wondering about what this next crop year brings as we start planning for 2023 already. We're trying to get prices, trying to budget. But Kai, remember, farmers are price takers, and that puts us in a really tough spot. We just can't pass cost increases on to those that buy our products. And so there's a lot of pencil scratching going on right now. How's that sound?
Well, it's funny because I've got an apple farmer I talked to up in Yakima, Washington, and we had him on the other day, and he said literally the same thing, that you guys are price takers. And that never kind of occurred to me, that you don't have the luxury at the foundational level of agriculture to say, no, my hog costs $42 a pound, or my corn costs, $17 a bushel. You got to take what the market gives you.
That's absolutely right. And at the end of the day, we hope our production is good enough and the price is good enough to cover our costs and give us and our family some money to live on. And, Kai, we've been pretty fortunate this year. Our commodity prices have gone up. Mm-hmm. But as we look at the prices that we are paying, especially on the fuel end and the fertilizer end, those costs have gone up 2 to 3 times what they were a year ago. And so we're wondering what happens when the prices we are taking for our goods go down. Where will fuel be priced at that time?
Well, let me put your own question back to you. What will happen when that happens, Mr. Duncan?
It will get tight. Overall, there are decisions that will be made at the farm level that could impact production capabilities if you do with less fertilizer or less crop inputs overall. We will try to be as creative and as resourceful as we can.
Can I ask you, it's kind of a personal question, I suppose, but we've been talking a while, so I figure I can get away with it.
We're friends, right?
that's right. why do you do this? Why are you a farmer?
Oh, I love it. It's a calling, I really believe, Kai. I mean, I think it's a calling, and there's nothing else I'd rather do. And it's challenging, right? But there's no businesses that aren't without challenge. So we have some opportunities right now. Prices are good. The challenge we have is how to keep costs in line that are the prices we are receiving can cover the cost. And my dad always said, son, if this was easy, everybody would do it.
Are you running the family farm? Was it your dad's farm?
Yeah. Yes, I'm running the farm, and now I have children actually farming with me, adult children. There's several families that are making a living off this farm. And Kai, there's no better place to raise a family and no better place to live. And so challenges and opportunities, and we try to make the most of the opportunities and lessen the impact of the challenges.
Brian Duncan, he raises hogs, also does some grains and stuff in Illinois. Also the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau as well. Mr. Duncan, thanks for your time, sir. It's always good to connect.
Thanks for catching up, Kai. Appreciate it.